The takeover of the Labour Party by the far left turned it into a glorified protest movement with cult trimmings.
Was to upset the cult.
This cult of the far left had virtually taken over the party at all levels.
I mean, after all, I mean, why be nervous in the face of Jeremy Corbyn, who was plainly a loser? But
he's just useless, completely useless, and he is completely useless.
Because I'm afraid I don't think the result was entirely undeserved by the Labour Party. If you go in to an election with a leader who is sort of minus 40% in his own ratings, a programme which was, let's face it, so extreme. I mean, not in many of the ideas and individual policies it put forward, but collectively, the sheer impracticality and unaffordability and poorly costed nature of a programme like that is bound to be rejected by very many voters.
Any fool can promise everything for free, but the people weren't fooled.
The main reason for the Brexit vote was a sense of alienation by millions of people, parallel to the alienation of millions of people in the United States, which led to the election of Trump, parallel to the alienation which gave support for Marine Le Pen in France and so on. And these were millions
alienation
of
from
the globalised world which had developed. They were people who saw themselves, often with good justifications, as losers from that process of globalisation, one aspect of which was immigration.
I think what Tony Blair always tried to do was to understand that most people are not living in the political bubble that we live in. And I think he always had an understanding of that. And I think there's a real danger at the moment that we're losing that.
No, what New Labour was about reaching out to aspirational people. I mean, and this was also part of the error of the what amounted to our pitch between 2010 and this election, being too metropolitan. We have a great bedrock in the metropolitan areas, but we don't, in what's been described as post-industrial Britain, many parts of East Lancashire, the West Midlands, coastal areas, and we're not connecting with people previously regarded as working class who themselves are very aspirational.
The question of a perceived metropolitan elite running the country, and I say perceived, I'm not implying that's not the case. There's a large amount of truth in that perception.
Labour has got to speak to the people. There's another story today when it says about what YouGov is saying, what these pollsters are saying, what these various groups. I get fed up with them. They're a select group of people. They've got every election wrong in the last 12 months, now telling us what we've got to do. Can they come north and talk to ordinary people instead of getting into focus groups? I used to be in shadow cabinets where they used to keep coming up with focus groups all the time. I'll tell you what focus groups do. They use them as an excuse to put their own view into leaders. And
okay,
the leaders sit down and listen to them. They're new priests of politics, but they've got it wrong. Can we just talk to ordinary people of what they think?
Okay.
That's what Bretex was about, wasn't it?
Okay.
Ordinary people say, we don't agree with you.
And the left-wing populist punch in the form of a Labour government with an unreconstructed far-left programme, we're going to do our country some damage.
We want three general elections.
Now, what the reason?
Giving us three successive major victories, and yet here was the Labour Party trying to distance itself from the achievements of its own government. And then we sort of accelerated headlong into the sort of fantasy land of Jeremy Corbyn.
The Labour Party is presently, today, marooned on Fantasy Island.
I care about the Labour Party very much indeed, and grieve for this completely unnecessary disaster that afflicted us, self-inflicted, last Thursday night.
I've come on here tonight to be as nice to you as I possibly can.
So have I. The feeling
right.
is mutual.
Okay. And I'll tell you why. Because I care about the Labour Party. I really care about the Labour Party. And I worry that you and yours are destroying it. And what's more, I actually worry you don't even care.
The far left that has taken over the Labour Party, if they remain in a position of authority, if they're in charge of the Labour Party going forward, the Labour Party, I think, is finished. It's not a question so much of expelling people, it's a question of taking the Labour Party back for what I would call sensible mainstream Labour politics. But the problem with the far left, the people, you know, you mentioned some of them just around Jeremy Corbyn and so on, the trouble is they want to take the Labour Party over. They've been engaged in a four-year process of taking it over. They're not going to share power.
Well, I don't live in London. I live in Yorkshire. I live in a working-class community. And I've known John for many years. John's been around, you know, from the Bennite days. And I'm afraid the working classes have always been a big disappointment for John and his cult. Corbyn was a disaster on the doorstep. Everyone knew that he couldn't lead the working class out of a paper bag. Now John's developed this momentum group, this party within a party, aiming to keep the purity. The culture of betrayal goes on. You'll hear it now more and more over the next couple of days as this little cult get their act together. I want them out of the party. I want momentum gone. Go back to your student politics and your little, you know, left-wing...
But that isn't realistically going to happen, is it?
I'm saying what I want after, if that exit poll's wrong, the most disastrous result for the Labour Party, the worst result since 1935. People like John and his pals will never admit this, but they have messed up completely. And it's our communities that are going to pay for that. I feel really angry about this, that we persevered with Corbyn.
Let me be very clear about that. Jeremy Corbyn will not stand for Labour at the next general election as a Labour Party candidate.
Today, after four defeats, just as in 1997, we have new leadership and a renewed sense of purpose and mission.